Unit 5. Speaking. Exercises 2 and 3.
Actually, there are a number of objects that I could talk about in my home, so it's quite hard for me to decide what to choose. However, I'm going to talk about a very special necklace that I keep in my attic. First, I think I'll tell you where it came from. Basically, it was an inheritance from my grandmother, who was 95 years old when she died. As far as I know, she'd been given it by someone, possibly an aunt, who'd bought it in a market in India. It's a pity I didn't ask my grandmother. I'd know its origins for certain if I'd asked her. Anyway, undoubtedly it's pretty ancient now, probably an antique, although I've no idea what it's worth. But, as my mother says, you can't put a price on something that has sentimental value. If I were to lose it, I'd be really upset. Just looking at it, I don't think you get an idea of its age. You wouldn't realize how old it was unless you examined it closely. I wouldn't say that it's strikingly beautiful or something you'd choose to put on to go out for the evening. It's just a long line of blue beads that are quite chipped and faded now. They look pretty worthless, not as eye-catching as the gold necklace that I got for my 21st birthday. Actually, I don't use the beads for anything because, as I said earlier, I don't wear them. They're not at all fashionable. In fact, I don't really like beads, but having said that, I'll always keep them. If I were to throw the beads out, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself. I'll pass them on to my children so that they become an equally important family treasure for them. It's funny to think, but if it hadn't been for my granny's aunt, I wouldn't have inherited that necklace.